This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I want you to know that the mothership has landed.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother? I want permission to come aboard the mothership.
Asking permission to join a sports talk spaceship? Well, we're all a little crazy. The mothership has connected.
The mothership.
Let's come aboard.
Man, I'm feeling great.
I'm doing great.
Happy Friday to you, everybody. I've got one question and one question only. How do you feel?
Well, I feel good and I'm doing well.
Well, that's all that really matters. We come to you live for the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better prices every day. This is a big day. Everybody's trying to get out of work early. Looking ahead to the four-day weekend with the 4th of July coming up here. And we know that this weekend we will go off the rails eating-wise. We know this. We know there will be many smoked meats. There will be many cured meats on some type of grill. Many gluttonous foods and sides and appetizers. We will eat leftovers. We will likely eat hamburgers and hot dogs for breakfast one day. At some point in time, we'll ingest probably a lot of beer. At some point this weekend, you will feel like a pig.
You need to eat like this. You need to eat like this.
And so we here are doing a public service announcement for everybody that's listening, but specifically us, because we have no control over our dietary decisions here on the DA Show, as you can see from Mraz on the other side of the glass. And so joining us here on the show is Dr. Robert Silverman, a.k.a. the junk food doctor, who has a new book out called Inside Out Health. And then also Chef Chris is here as well. Doctor, how are you?
How are you today, DA?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you feeling, my friend?
I feel pretty good. Yeah, I feel pretty good. I mean, the holiday's here, and so that's going to be really fun. But also, you know, it's the weather's good. It means it's pool time or ocean time or lake time. It's grilling time. I love this time of year. I'm a summer guy, so I'm pretty fired up.
I hear you. I hear you. Everybody else is real fired up. They love these holiday seasons because they can go on these what we call sugar binges.
Yeah. How about those?
How about those?
Those are fun.
I don't want to sugarcoat it for you. No, it's not the best thing in the world to do for you.
Yeah. So, but sugar binge, I mean, is there sugar when you're eating like hot dogs and hamburgers and sausages off the grill?
You mean just the pure protein like that? No, but
no, how we eat it.
So what does a hot dog and a hamburger usually come with? Bread.
Yeah.
Gluten.
Yeah.
Full of sugar. That does not adhere to my GPS. You want to be healthy, adhere to my GPS. No gluten, no processed food, no sugar.
Oh, that sounds like not a lot of hot dogs will be eaten.
You can eat a hot dog.
Just, you can.
Yeah, have a chicken dog, have a more organic cured beef dog. So just, you know, not the traditional American hot dog, but you know, get into something a little bit more healthier.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And I would imagine that no bun then.
No bun. You can go gluten free if you like.
Gluten free bun. Okay.
Absolutely. Gluten free bun would be great.
Okay. And then maybe no ketchup either, right? Because there's a lot of sugar in ketchup.
No condiments. There's a lot of hidden sugars.
No condiments.
There's a lot of hidden sugar in condiments and sauces. So you want to avoid that. I mean, that will really enable you to continue on what we like to refer to as our sugar bin. So avoid the condiments and sauces.
Okay. So you can probably put like chopped onions on there, right? Or like a cucumber slice or something, a pickle slice. Like what else could you put on a hot dog?
Well, I like what you're saying, you know, onions, garlic, things like that, little kombucha to go with it.
Little kombucha?
A little kombucha. You got a little alcohol in there too. They're
well, now
great
you're talking
prebiotics.
My language here. Yeah.
They're great prebiotics.
Interesting. Okay, so you brought some kombucha in here for me. And kombucha actually was in the news this week because Michael Floyd, wide receiver, had supposed to not drink any alcohol. This was kind of part of his punishment from the NFL. And then he missed his test or he failed his test. And he said, I was just pounding kombucha all night. So I think a lot of people didn't realize there's alcohol in this. And you could buy this in most gas stations or supermarkets. Right?
Absolutely. Great choice. Prebiotic. Great to help with bringing down that sugar binge.
How many do I have to drink to feel a little buzz?
Probably four or five. You okay, probably only need one to get a health effect, though.
Okay, so I can drink one, and it's good for my body. If I drink six, I'm starting to feel like a light buzz, like I just had like a Bud Light or something.
Absolutely. You got that headache coming on. Absolutely.
Okay. So tell me why, when you eat a ton of hot dogs over the course of a weekend, you get a headache.
Well, I mean, hot dogs, again, you're going to be eating them with the buns. Hot dogs typically have a lot of processed foods. They have a lot of additives to them. Not real healthy. So let's talk about that sugar binge coming from all that gluten and all those other things. You feel it. You know, it goes up. And what happens when you hit the top of that sugar? It crashes down.
Right.
So when you're on that crash, I've got a four-point plan so you can recover from that crash.
Okay, four-point plan with Dr. Robert Silverman. Can I call you Dr. Junk Food?
Yeah, sure.
Because it makes it feel like you are into junk food, but you're really telling us how to stay away from junk food.
Yeah, absolutely. So maybe it's paradoxical, without question.
Dr. Anti-Junk Food. Okay, what's the four-point plan here?
Okay, the four-point plan's real easy. You want to recognize and always replace with the next morning a beautiful spoonful of unsweetened almond butter. Number two.
We all got that around the house. Okay, one spoonful of unsweetened
almond butter. Okay. You got that right here.
All right.
You got that right here in your gluten-free toast.
Terrific. So everybody that's out there shopping for your beer, your soda, and your hot dogs, make sure you get unsalted almond butter.
Absolutely.
Or unsweetened.
Unsweetened.
Okay.
Number two, you want to restart the day with look how beautiful that is.
This is amazing.
Avocado egg toast.
Avocado.
Chef Chris made this. It's delicious.
Chef Chris has been in here before, and the guy is a superstar. I mean, everything that he has made has been absolutely delicious, and he's gotten Mraz to actually eat healthy stuff and say it's good. So you know Chef Chris is a magic maker.
First, fantastic.
Yeah. Okay. That's a good number two. What's number
three? And third, maybe most importantly, you want to start the day fresh with what we call lychee fruit. Lychee fruits are great because they're so high in polyphenols. Mm. The problem with the lychee fruit, although you may like it, is that the lychee fruit, and we're going to have you try some, it's really sweet. The sugar's too high. So what you want in the lychee fruit extract, like in a supplement, like in an oligonol, is that it decreases the sugar binge. It's great for overall blood glucose. It's fabulous for insulin resistance. And guess what else? It's really good by keeping you nice and thin over here.
And right now, if you're not watching the web stream at watchda.com, Robert Silverman, the doctor, just rubbed his six-pack, and that was very, very sensual. Okay, so Doc, tell me this. If I've got a hangover on Sunday morning, which, I mean, I couldn't imagine I am, but...
How many beers ago? Probably 1,000.
I definitely think I will. So if that happens, if I have unsweetened almond butter, could that help my hangover on Sunday morning?
Absolutely. Unsweetened almond butter is a great choice.
Really?
You want to know why? It's got vitamins,
that's good.
Minerals, it's got fiber. It enables you not to shoot your sugar back up. It's a better choice than peanut butter. I know you love your peanut butter.
Sure.
Yeah, absolutely. It just has more vitamins and minerals and fiber. Almond butter tastes great. Try some.
No, I like almond butter too. So interesting. Unsweetened almond butter, a spoonful of that when you have a hangover will help.
Absolutely.
Coconut water seems to help. Is that a good one? No.
Ooh, coconut water's got sugar.
Uh-oh. Well, maybe that's why
sugar's a toxin. 160 pounds the average American consumes of sugar.
Yeah.
Oh, not a good thing.
Okay, so what's the liquid there then?
For me, the liquid the next day would be some sort of an electrolyte drink, water, rehydrate yourself. Shocking as it may seem, Java, coffee. What a great choice. Why? Because coffee's high in polyphenols.
It doesn't dehydrate you, though?
You know, it's a misnomer. People think that coffee dehydrates you, but it doesn't. It actually gives you those polyphenols. And if you're drinking an organic coffee, it's one of the best things you could consume.
Interesting. Gatorade, not good because it's got sugar in there, right?
Well,
it gives you electrolytes.
I don't
want to
get sued, so I'll just say no Gatorade.
Energy drinks.
Right. Proper electrolyte drinks. Gatorade, no, because it's got a lot of sugar, a lot of colored water. Not a good choice.
Okay.
And good electrolyte type energy drinks.
What's in a hot dog?
What's in a hot dog?
Yeah, what's in a real bad hot dog?
A real bad hot dog?
Yeah, a real bad one, like the one I'm going to eat tomorrow. What's going to be in that bad
one? You mean I haven't motivated you to move towards
I can't shop for my cousin who's having a barbecue tomorrow. But after that, Doc, don't worry about it. I'll try to do your thing. But tomorrow, if I eat a really bad hot dog, what am I eating?
I've never heard that one before. But what do you do after you eat the hot dog?
No, what's in that hot dog?
Fake meat.
What's that?
Processed meat.
What do you mean man-made, fake meat? Like,
I mean,
fake
it wasn't
news?
Walking. It wasn't walking. It's not like
you mean it was made in a machine?
It was made in a machine.
Out of what?
Leftovers, a body part leftovers from some of the animals that you don't
like
want to.
Like a snout? Maybe a snout's in there, maybe a tail?
Yeah.
Interesting. Maybe like the muffler is in there?
I don't know about the muffler.
Okay, that's good.
A hoof?
I don't think a hoof. But okay, so there's all these things and they mash them up.
They mash them up.
and then they put like
it
a
all
filler.
Together, and they call it a hot dog. Mm. So again, my suggestion is get that organic chicken dog, get that grass-fed beef burger. By the way, it tastes good. Most people perceive that healthy foods don't taste good, but when they actually try it, like you're going to eat some of this food, you'll love it.
Very true. If you have a farmer's market around, that's always a great place to get non-processed meats for the grill. I always love it. That's always a really good place, and it tastes amazing. I mean, that's the type of stuff that tastes amazing. Mraz, what's going to be the worst part of your holiday weekend dietary-wise? What's going to be the worst day, the worst moment? Where are you going to just have a car crash this weekend?
I'm assuming the crash will happen somewhere around Tuesday night at the end.
Oh, okay. So it's... I was thinking like maybe a Saturday afternoon. You're saying no, it will happen at the very end.
I'll get into some fender benders along
the
way.
Yeah.
Problem is going to happen Tuesday night, 4th of July, because what's going to inevitably go down is I'm going to have a half a rack of ribs.
Uh-huh.
I'm probably going to chow down on two hot dogs. Mm. I'll have some sort of like ground chicken buffalo burger, which is probably better.
All right.
But then what's going to happen is probably a six pack and probably some kind of ice cream cake of some sort.
Yeah.
And all the sugars really kick in. And who am I kidding? When the cookies are out as well. One by one, the blowout just starts to happen, Doc.
Yeah, so what happens to Mraz when that atrocity, that apocalypse takes place?
No comment. So essentially what happens is when the sugar goes up, believe it or not, hormones go crazy. Cortisol comes out. He's going to start perspiring. He's going to get edgy. He's going to start acting funny. He was a really nice guy. So it starts this deleterious cascade.
His attitude will change.
His attitude will change.
Wow.
My wife says that all the time. My attitude does change.
It's the sugar.
Wow. Okay. So an ice cream a day doesn't keep the doctor away, but could keep my wife away.
Definitely. Yeah. Oh, that's interesting. So... we're learning a lot of good things about what's going to happen this weekend. In terms of beers, you know, what do you do about beers? Because beers that we all want to drink this weekend, none of them are going to be really good for you.
Without question. But the fact remains, we know everybody's going to have a drink or two. So that's why we give you that 4-point recovery plan that we talked about. It. Mm. So when you go off the rails, this helps you get right back on your health trail. So you... don't let it happen all that often. And that's one of the bigger things. I get it. I happen not to drink, but that doesn't mean you're going to have a beer.
Well, you should start. It's great.
Could you imagine if I did, what would happen?
That's amazing. All right. So what'd you bring in here? Because I want to try this before you get out of
absolutely.
Here.
Absolutely. So what we have is we have one of our special avocado egg toast.
Yeah.
You're going to love that. We have some toast with unsweetened almond butter.
Yeah, I like that.
We've got some kombucha for you to wipe it down with.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the unsweetened almond butter is good. I like this.
Gluten-free bread?
Yeah. Wow, this is gluten-free bread? See, that's the thing. There's a lot of gluten-free breads I don't think taste very good. This one tastes pretty good.
Well,
tastes like normal bread.
That's
like
an interesting
raisin.
Thing. Well, yeah, absolutely. So what you want to do is you want to use an almond flour. You want to use a hemp oil. You want to use a coconut flour. They're real healthy. You want to stay away from gluten.
Mm.
Gluten means glue. It's truly unhealthy. And it mimics sugar in the body also, so we go through that bitch.
The big thing is it's tough to lose weight if you're eating gluten all the time. Right? Because
absolutely.
The thing is that's just a tough thing to shake from your belly, from your butt, from anything else. Gluten's just a tough thing to digest.
It is an extraordinarily tough thing. The proteins are too big. Jacqueline once said, if man makes it, I won't eat it. Brilliant.
Mm, interesting. All right. Chef Chris is here. He's the magic maker, got the magic fingers. This is good stuff here. So what do we got going on?
Thank you, DA. It's good to be back. Definitely. And you're right. That is cinnamon raisin gluten-free toast.
Not bad.
So definitely a healthier choice, and it tastes good and has raisins if you like raisin toast.
Mm-hmm.
I cooked the eggs with scallions and fresh tomatoes, and I used avocado oil, which is great. It's in the market. Mm. I was just in a fancy food show, and I met some folks that has this great avocado oil, decided to use it here with you today.
Mm.
And I brought it all together, just topped it with some Michael Green broccoli just to make it look nice for you guys here. And your fresh artichoke is right on top.
Oh, you got the lychee over here as well that I got to try during the commercial break.
You got to try that. And he referred to the avocado. Avocado is a superfood. It's a super fruit. It's got great fat and has specific oils to help with digestion.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a big proponent. Avocado, avocado all the way.
Okay. I like it. Health Aid kombucha you brought in here as well. And I'm going to just try to get a little buzzed on this by the end of the show. I think that sounds like a good idea, right?
Go for it.
Pretty good. I love this. I'm going to try to eat a bunch of this during the commercial break. When you first introduced yourself, you just said Nix to me. So I feel like you're on this like natural kombucha high because they fired Phil Jackson.
I'm loving it, man. I'm loving it. Send him back to where? Send him back to Montana.
Yeah.
I'm a Knick fan. Bring me back Patrick Ewing. Bring me back Clyde.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so you want Ewing on the floor at 57 years old? Right
now. He had a good jump shot. The game changed.
When you heard the news that Phil was fired, what was your celebration?
I pulled my back. It jumped so high.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Nice.
Yeah, and then you just like started eating superfoods and drinking kombucha. You're like, yeah, let's party, everybody.
That's right. I had that hormonal release without the sugar.
Yeah, speaking of that, you said hormonal release. Like, is it like sexual hormones? Like, could you get real like antsy that way?
Well, if that were the case, about 3/4 of America would be having that issue all day long because they drink so much
sugar.
Oh, that's
a good point.
Yeah. No, it's actually cortisol.
Oh, okay.
And cortisol is really a stress hormone. So that's really not positive.
Yeah, so it's not like... Right, it's not like an ED pill that you should just like eat crappy food, then suddenly you're ready to go to bed.
Right, no, it's not
the
it's
other
not like
bed.
That. The sugar is the ED food, but it's the anti-ED food.
Very good, Dr. Robert G. Silverman. The book is Inside Out Health. Yep. Very cool. We got this in front of us. A revolutionary approach to your body. He's great, and I'm going to try all this food when we get to the commercial break. And Mraz, we're going to have to have you try this as well. You know that.
I'm all good with that. I eat healthy now.
You do?
Yeah, Pop-Tarts have strawberry filling.
That's your fruit.
Get my fruit serving.
That's your fruit serving. Dr. Robert G. Silverman and Chef Chris, thank you guys as always for coming on by.
Thank you, Dave.
Pleasure. My pleasure.
A lot
Great
of fun.
Job.
Thank you. When we come back here on the show, some Lone Star bitterness in college football. DA, CBS Sports Radio. Experience the legendary Iron Maiden in all their glory on their Book of Souls 2017 tour. Spectacular live show you don't want to miss. Get your tickets at LiveNation.com. It's a Target Demo Friday, so send us what you're up to as you prepare for this holiday weekend, where you're listening and how you're listening, what affiliate you're on or what app you're listening to. And we will read them coming up here in about 17 minutes from now. One of my favorite parts of the week is a Target Demo Friday. So hit us up on either social media channels on Facebook, facebook.com/TheDAShow, or on Twitter, DA on CBS. By the way, a little reminder that if you miss parts of the show and just want to watch them in short form, we've got video on YouTube. If you go to YouTube and just search CBS Sports Radio or The DA Show, you'll find all of our clips. So it's pretty cool. You can just kind of catch up on what you missed of the show by watching short clips in video form by going to YouTube/CBS Sports Radio. You know, college football is the type of place where there is a lot of naughty stuff that happens. And there's a lot of inner politics, and there is a lot of infighting, and there is a lot of bitterness, and it's adults fighting like kids. And I always find it kind of hysterical when the adults start telling kids that they shouldn't do this, they shouldn't do that. It's about the education, it's this and that. And then you realize that, well, the adults are acting just like the kids. There's so much money and people are so competitive, and it is such a competitive ground that adults act like kids all the time. This was an interesting story by Chip Patterson on CBSSports.com today. A&M in Missouri left the Big 12 for the SEC 5 years ago. Been 5 years since the Tigers and Aggies left for the SEC. Now, in that case, Missouri and Kansas's longstanding rivalry went away. And Texas A&M and Texas, longstanding Thanksgiving weekend date also went away. And now there are kind of the feelings starting to open up that there is a lot of bitterness and jealousy that has gone into both of those schools leaving their conferences, and it's becoming kind of more widely known. AL.com did a retrospective piece about these two shifts, and former A&M athletic director Bill Byrne told AL.com, Texas's AD, DeLoss Dodds, at the time, came out and said, we will never play Texas A&M again. And they worked with Baylor and the conference, the Big 12, to have nobody schedule us. There were other forces at work to make sure we did not play. Reportedly, they said, we don't need them anymore. So, or we don't need, A&M. And then A&M kind of said the same thing about Texas. So interestingly, because A&M left and because Missouri left, you had the forces in their old conferences feeling spurned and saying, this is not just about your normal rivals. We'll make sure you never play anybody in our conference ever again. Now, how does that benefit the student athlete? It doesn't, because Texas A&M should play Texas. Texas A&M should be able to play in the state of Texas. If you recruit a kid from Houston or recruit a kid from DFW or wherever, that kid should look forward to playing in-state rivals where their friends went, their peers went, their teammates went, maybe in their hometown, around their hometown. That should be part of it. A kid that grew up in Austin that decides on Texas A&M, wouldn't he love the opportunity to play back in Austin? A kid that wasn't recruited by the Longhorns, but recruited by the Aggies, shouldn't he get a crack at the Longhorns? Oh, of course not, because adults are acting like children. Because adults say, you're leaving us? Well, then we don't want you. Making sure everybody in the conference said, don't play them. Don't schedule them. And we talk about blackballing Colin Kaepernick or things that happen behind the scenes of professional athletics. Those things happen in college athletics as well. Egos are bruised. People are sensitive. It's all about the money. And they keep telling kids, it's about your education. It's about your education. It's about the student body experience. And then all of the adults that make those decisions make it never about the kids and all about themselves. Missouri and Kansas, having worked and lived in Kansas City, is one of the great rivalries in all of the nation. A lot of people don't realize it outside of the Midwest because Missouri and Kansas have never been football powers. Missouri playing Kansas once a year in football, no matter what they were ranked, no matter what their win-loss record was epic. And I was at Arrowhead Stadium on the night that they played where it was 1-2 in America, and they sold out every damn seat in that stadium. And the parking lot that we tailgated in was filled 5 hours, 6 hours beforehand. It was like a Chiefs AFC championship game. Media pouring out of everywhere. I mean, Kansas and Mizzou, when it matters, when it counts, is the best. And in basketball, twice a year, you knew it was a bloodbath. But it goes away. Why? Because Kansas says, if you're going to leave the Big 12, then we don't want you anymore. We're never going to play you. We don't need you. Is that good for the student athletes? Is that good for the fans? Of course not. Screws the fans. Screws the fans totally. Screws the kids totally. You don't think the kids want to play Kansas twice a year if you're at Mizzou? You don't think a kid from Kansas City or from Topeka or from St. Louis wants to play across Mizzou twice a year if they're at Lawrence? Of course they do. It's not about that, though. It's about the adults that make those decisions and act like spoiled brats. Act like pathetic, spoiled brats. You're going to leave us? Well, then we don't need you. We'll never play you again. I like Bill Self a lot. Bill Self taking the whole edict of we'll never play Missouri again is such chump behavior. It is such lowbrow, ridiculous, overly sensitive, silly behavior. Doesn't help your kids, doesn't help your fan base. But you're going to do it because you feel spurned. Good. Well, I'm glad that you're not making it all about yourself. Such is life in college athletics. 855-212-4CBS. Miraz, how's your almond butter toast?
Let me tell you something. I think my world just changed. I have never had almond butter in my life.
Mm.
I found it delicious. It was like a lighter version of peanut butter.
That's right.
Assuming a healthier version of peanut butter.
That's right.
I think I'm in the mix here to buy a little at my local grocer.
Slightly more expensive.
Okay. All right. I mean, I work at CBS Sports Radio, so maybe I'll stick to the peanut butter.
But it is delicious. I love it, too. I like almond
butter. No, it's, honestly, it was really good. Melted in my mouth. The cinnamon raisin toast, which you would think would be weird with the omelet also that the chef made. Not. It really played off each other well, and I'm not crazy about the avocado, but I thought everything worked there. And you know what? You think when you're having eggs, you need to have the bacon and the sausage. You know what? Today, the chef proved that you don't. A little light veggie in there, on the cinnamon toast. Who needs the bacon and sausage? Eat healthy.
Nice.
You eat to live. You don't live to eat.
Nice. Now, I'm sure this lasts up until tonight when you house like two pizzas.
I already bought about 16 Nathan's for the weekend.
Nice. I will also say I need to try out this hangover cure that the doctor talked about, a spoonful of almond butter.
Sounds like a Willy Wonka song.
Mmm. Bogish. Think about it.
Yeah. Hit the wrong button. There's my microphone. I turned my clock on, not my mic.
Yeah. So think about it.
I haven't thinking about it too much, apparently.
You're thinking about it right now.
Yeah.
How many beers you're going to drink, and then how much almond butter you have in the house?
Yeah, zero. I have sunflower butter in the house, okay. But not almond butter.
All right. When we come back, Target Demo Friday, DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Now get zapped while the sun is out.
DA, how are you liking the new location so far, sir? I listen to CBS loyally on a regular basis.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
40 minutes past the hour. DA with you here on CBS Sports Radio. It's a holiday weekend coming up here the 4th of July. Happy birthday to America. Hopefully you guys enjoyed in a safe and responsible way, hopefully with family or friends. And we all get you back here safe and sound. I'm off Monday and Tuesday for the four-day weekend, back on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, normally scheduled hours. Now, I will say that if you go through some DAW withdrawal coming up here on Monday and Tuesday, fear not. You can go to watchda.com. You can watch episodes, interviews, this entire show in video form. It just loops there until the next episode. So go to watchda.com. Also, you can go to any of our clips on YouTube that you may have missed or you want to watch again. That dates back for months now, so you can just kind of search through those. They're like 2 to 5 minute clips. So you can kind of catch up on everything in short form. That's at youtube.com/CBS Sports Radio. And then also on iTunes, find the interviews, the episodes, whatever you want. It's always there and it's always on. So we got you all covered here. It is also a little Target Demo Friday, which I love. So we got to get to that. I've also got an Ask the Pros question to get to as well. I do want to ask, Mraz, when's your first hot dog going to go down?
It won't be tonight. My first hot dog, you know what? Probably wait till Sunday for a dog.
Mm.
I'll probably get through to Sunday without a dog, the way my weekend is lined up.
Is that right?
Probably for the best anyway. But here's the thing. I'm going to get till Sunday before my first dog. Then I'm going to have some Monday. Then I'm going to have some Tuesday. I bet you I have, within a 72-hour stretch, 14 hot dogs.
Huh. I don't think Dr. Junk Food would love that.
But if I hold the gluten and hold the ketchup and I'm just swiggling dogs down there.
Yeah, not bad. That's better. But is there any way that you're going to go no bun on the dogs?
In theory, I could. Now, when the time presents itself, here's the thing. If I just take a hot dog off the grill and I eat it right off the tongs, I could do it.
Yeah.
But if somebody else is grilling them and they're presented to me on a bun, for me to then act like I'm not going to eat the bun, I'm just lying to myself.
That's a great point. Maybe, though, you could eliminate the ketchup on there and just go with some of the non-sugary condiments.
Yeah, but I'm not a mustard eater. I'm not a pickle eater.
Okay.
So all of that stuff, whether it be relish or mustard, I don't go for. Now, does honey mustard have ketchup, have sugar in it?
Dr. Junk Food said that all condiments had some sugar in them.
But I was told by his wife in here that mustard does not.
Okay.
She said, go with the mustard. But I don't like mustard. So my question is, honey mustard safe? Does honey have sugar?
Honey is sugar. That's what makes it sweet.
Okay, so maybe honey mustard has some sugar, unless it's just by name and there's no honey in the mustard.
Yeah, I don't think that's the way that works. Let's get to your Target Demo Friday.
It's a three-hour black hole block party. Here's what our listeners are doing as they connect to the mothership.
On Facebook, Dan writes, DA, listening to you guys on the tune-in app while I pack. I'm flying out of Atlanta for Jersey for the week to see the family before the Army sends me to South Korea next month. Looking forward to pizza, pork roll, and bagels. Happy 4th and belated birthday, DA. Beam me up! Right on. Michael writes, listening to the CBS Sports app in Grand Rapids, Michigan, going to the gun range, grilling and lighting off fireworks this weekend. Hashtag beam me up. Don't shoot your fingers off like JPP, please. Tim, getting ready for my son's travel baseball team's games in a tournament this weekend. Best of luck, Rush Henrietta. 10 and under Rockhounds this weekend. Greg, listening on the 92.1, the ticket in Northwest Arkansas. Unless there's a local minor league baseball game on, lose that flat brim on the hat, Mraz.
As a pop culture phenomenon like myself.
Shane, listening on the CBS Sports app, Lima, Ohio, working at a shirt printing shop with my younger brother and trying hard to not turn him into the authorities.
Chubbo.
Robbie, that hat makes Mraz look thinner. I'm at work, rockingradio.com. Keep up the great show.
All right.
Eric, listening to the mothership on the CBS Sports app in West Palm Beach, Florida. Hashtag lap dances and lunch buffets.
Get on top of the guy and they'll do a lap dance.
CJ, when you work from home, every day is a Saturday. Hashtag beam me up, Idaho, 93.1 the ticket. Michael, tune in app, listening at work, ready for the weekend. Barbecue on the mothership. Hashtag beam me up. Adam, listening on the app, looking forward to a long weekend of praying that Gordon Hayward stays in Utah. Jeff, taking an extended holiday break, enjoying a fine cigar while listening on the TuneIn app.
That's very good, Damon.
On the Twitter machine, on a Target Demo Friday. Jason, listening on AM 970, Duluth, Minnesota, fighting traffic, driving around a brown truck, throwing boxes at people. Beat me up! Jonathan, on the JOB this Friday, waiting to celebrate the 4th. Happy birthday, North America. In my DA voice, D-Alien for life. We love that. Robert in the Motor City via the TuneIn app. A lot of music and sports that spells Detroit. Requiem for Oblivion. DA Iron Maiden shout out. Love it. By the way, you'd have to drink 20 kombucha drinks to get a buzz, I think. Have a great 4th, guys.
Oh, okay.
Matthew, traveling to Plymouth, Massachusetts, listening to the mothership on a smartphone, bumper-to-bumper traffic. Hashtag Target Demo Friday.
I don't even have a job, Damien.
Ryan, lying in bed watching at watchda.com. I plan on doing nothing. Hashtag Target Demo Friday.
Well, I feel good and I'm doing well.
Chuck, I'm on my way to Montreal to celebrate Canada's 150 and then the July 4th with plenty of Molson and all dressed chips. Hashtag Target Demo.
How many beers ago? Probably 1,000.
Jason, I just laughed out loud at work when Mraz says the July 4th holiday eating weekend leads into the NFL eating season. Hashtag hilarious.
Puffiness with sodium.
Yeah, there's like 2 months in between. But not for Mraz. Maestro Mike, DA, are we surprised? 77% of America thinks chocolate milk comes from brown cows. Is that true?
What you think about that, DA?
77% of America think that chocolate milk comes from brown cows?
It's true, and it's truly disgusting.
That you would think that they just squirt out milk and it tastes like chocolate? Oh, this is disappointing.
Jerkunitis.
Nash, tuned in via the AM 1300 in Baltimore, spending the weekend with the family, beaming injured the alien up. Matt, listening on the TuneIn app, pen pushing for a few hours, then headed to Wolf's Beer Garden for happy hour. Hashtag the holiday.
How many beers ago? Probably 1,000.
Beer Garden sounds really good right now. Jason, true story. My wife and I fell in love with the name Cade because of Cade McNown and named our 5-year-old Cade. Hashtag not so great in the NFL.
I'm out. Bye.
Yeah, we had Brian Urlacher in talking about all the old terrible Bears quarterbacks. And Josh points out that Mraz thinking that Brazil is close to Egypt, DA. Tell Mraz, not even remotely close to an educated guess. Hashtag come on, man. Hashtag stick to flag football.
As a pop culture phenomenon like myself.
It's a Target Demo Friday. Thanks to everybody that weighed in. Let us know what you're up to today, going into the weekend. And as always, thanks for the interaction that you guys bring us over the course of a week. It's really, really cool. And every day it's appreciated. So hit us up on Twitter. Hit us up on Facebook. We really love it.
I'm not on Twitter or Facebook right now.
That's okay, Hurricane Jen. We've heard enough from you either way. It is time for your Ask the Pros question of the day, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Don't miss the 5-day sale going on now through July the 4th at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. Sale prices on appearance products, oil and filter specials, and more. Sale prices now through July the 4th. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better parts, better prices every day. Eric tweets in, DA, will John Calipari ever come back to the NBA as a coach or a GM. Probably one day he does, because that is part of a chapter of his life that he feels is incomplete. And I think he does want to prove that he is worthy of an NFL job, an NBA job, rather. I think that at some point in his career, he will want to try to go back and do it in the NBA. But when he reaches out to the Knicks, I think it's more about right now seeing if somebody's going to give me all the control and all the money, okay, I'd leave. If it's a primo job in a premier market, premier franchise. But I'm not going to leave for anything, because I've got a great job at Kentucky and they pay me like an NBA coach anyway. So he'll wait, and if he comes back, it's going to be for the perfect job with all the control of GM and all the control of coach. So he'll basically be the number two in some type of ownership, a two ownership in some type of NBA franchise if he does come back. But you know, I think he's just floating it out there to see, well, will they give me all the money and all the control? Well, if so, then I've got either leverage to renegotiate my contract at Kentucky, or that's the type of situation I would leave for. But when the Knicks came out burnt because of Phil Jackson saying we're not going to give anybody all the control again, or at least not a guy that's never done it before, too much of a risk, too high a risk to get Calipari in here to do that, I'm sure the Knicks were saying. All right, let's get to your epic fail of the morning, boys and girls. And which is this? What clip do we have coming up here?
1 year ago today, we had one of the most awkward moments in DA show history. And it fits heading into the 4th of July weekend.
1 year ago today, Joey Chestnut, and it was Horny Toad? Megatoad came into the studio, and it was for the 4th of July, and they were promoting their hot dog eating contest. And we said, okay, come in here, and we're going to dress up. We know you're not going to eat 20 hot dogs 2 days before the 4th of July, but come in here, we'll have some creative hot dogs, and you can try a few of them. And their PR team said, that would be great. We'll bring some hot dogs. That'll be fun. You bring the condiments. And we had this whole two-week-long buildup to Joey Chestnut and Megatoad are going to eat crazy hot dogs, even just try them here on the show, and kind of like tease one another about who can finish like a really gross hot dog. And they came in, they folded their hands, they said, we're not eating. And I said, that wasn't part of the agreement.
Even the DA show is not perfect. We know. Shocking. Here's the epic fail.
You know you eat 70 hot dogs in a sitting, so I don't want to hear that this is disgusting.
I'm not saying anything. I'm saying, like, I wish I could eat them all, but I can't really eat tonight. But
you've eaten some hot dogs tonight.
I've eaten a couple, and I'm on a pretty strict routine right now. Yeah, I'm not eating tonight.
So no hot dogs at all, Joey?
I could look at it and critique it, but I hate to be a Debbie Downer.
Stoney? Well, you guys
you can eat it if you want.
You guys can turn around and go home then.
Well, this is awkward.
Weren't you eating hot dogs all day, though? These guys were saying you were eating hot dogs all day.
Where do you see us eat hot dogs?
Well, one of these guys said...
You read everything you hear? You believe it?
This is your guys here. This is your team of Nathan's people saying you ate 20 hot dogs today.
Oh, no, that was supposed to happen.
We didn't eat anything.
We had to do ESPN.
Oh, we had to eat two hot dogs for ESPN in the morning.
You got to be kidding me.
So no hot dogs tomorrow?
Tomorrow we'll have to eat one for media. Yeah, it's the end of the night, brother.
Well, this is awkward.
You're not putting anything in me unless you're paying me big. And you're not that cute.
Well, I appreciate that, Joe. Back at you, my man. So, what can we talk about then? I mean,
we can make them. We got a couple people in here to eat them.
We can judge them. Team to make them?
He's going bunless.
You will eat 70 hot dogs
we're
coming up
eat
here
70
in a couple of days.
And we're,
so one bite won't kill you.
That's like telling... I'm not going to say
go
that
ahead. What
that's like saying, oh, you know, you're Jenna Jameson's. You can do all this. Why don't you just do this one for free? No, do this one. You know, we're going to do it. We're committed to a contest for competition.
Even if you're fat.
Doesn't mean we got to do it every second.
But that's true. But you did eat two hot dogs earlier today.
And it was in my schedule.
Today, Junior?
This was just a little bit of a surprise.
Okay.
You caught us.
Epic fail, you loser.
That is why you fail.
Epic fail.
That'll never cease to be the most infuriating moment of my tenure here on CBS Sports Radio, maybe ever in my career. Because their promotions people agreed that Joey Chestnut and Horny Toad would eat a hot dog.
Megatoad.
Eat a hot dog each first, maybe two. They were like, yeah, no problem. They'll eat the hot dogs. Fine. Maybe they had bad information. But they had also agreed earlier in the day to eat 20 hot dogs. And then, okay, that didn't happen, but they had agreed to do that. And then they were trying to sell us that, no, well, we can't eat hot dogs because the contest is coming up, even though they had agreed to eat 20 hot dogs anyway and had eaten two hot dogs on ESPN.
Which came on the TV as they were sitting here that night.
Yeah. So that's pretty offensive, like, unless you pay me. ESPN's not paying Joey Chestnut. That's just, they're supposed to promote the hot dog eating. And that's what they were on with us. All right, now maybe we're not, like, SportsCenter, but it's the same bit. You're coming on to promote people watching you house disgusting foods. So don't tell me you can't do it, you don't do it, I got to pay you to do it. Like, it was the most diva approach from a guy that is only known for one thing, eating disgusting foods, and he wouldn't do it here. Still fires me up. Thanks to Sean Mraz, executive producer. Pete the Body Bellotti on the Wheels of Steel. Andrew Kaplan, your digital broadcast producer today, and Andrew Bogish on your headlines. Hey, be good. Be good to one another. Celebrate America. We're back after the holiday. The Mothership disconnects.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.